Dozens of vehicles lined up single file in the Harrisonburg City Hall parking lot to travel to poultry plants around Rockingham County. Poultry workers have raised concerns that safety measures to prevent an outbreak of COVID-19 at the plants have been inconsistent at best. They claim that they are not provided adequate personal protective equipment on the job and are forced to work shoulder to shoulder. Organizations across Virginia have stepped up in advocacy.
That you're really helping to sound the alarm about an impending outbreak that probably is already in process. But the sooner we intervene, the less damage it's going to cause. So what you're doing is extremely important.
That's Michael Snell Fikema, a member of the group Community Solidarity for Poultry Workers.
The poultry workers are precious human beings that need our protection. And they have the ability to give them that protection. The governor, the attorney general, VOSHA, that's why we're here.
They are part of a statewide coalition formed to protect essential workers during the pandemic. The group, which also includes the Legal Aid Justice Center and United Food and Commercial Workers, recently sent a letter to Governor Ralph Northam and Virginia's Occupational Safety Agency urging them to use their emergency powers to create enforceable protections for essential workers in the industry.
The governor and Virginia OSHA has free rein in developing their own standards for essential workers and for the poultry plants. And they don't have to wait for OSHA to act.
Advocates took to their vehicles with signs in their windows declaring solidarity with the workers. The rally of about 30 cars first drove by the Rockingham County Government Office, then to George's Incorporated plant in Harrisonburg, and then to Cargill's turkey processing plant in Dayton. The procession honked their horns and circled the plants. The rally was held in sync with supporters on the Eastern Shore who had organized a car rally for poultry workers at the Tyson and Purdue plants in Accomack County. You'll find more information on their Facebook page, Justice for Poultry Workers. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.